The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, October the 29th. And today is a very, very, I'll put a third very in there, a very, very, very special day for our first guest, Rachel Ellersick. Welcome to Radio Friends, Ronald McDonald House Charity. And today is the day,
today
right?
Today is the big day. We've been working on this new house for a long time. The grand opening is this afternoon.
The grand opening, what time this afternoon?
Starts at 4 p.m. Official ribbon cutting is at 5 p.m.
So now you won't have people coming up and saying, how's the house coming along?
Exactly. Well, they probably will, but now we can answer with, it's done.
It's
come
done.
By and see
right.
it.
So what'll happen today, 4 o'clock? Will the families be moving in today, or is that later?
Nope, that's tomorrow. Today is just about celebrating the accomplishment, thanking everyone in the community that's helped us get this house up. It's been a long project. We just want to celebrate. People can come by and take tours, see one of the bedrooms, see how the house is set up, and then move-in day for the families is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We'll ask them to check out of the current house, take their belongings with them, and then check into the new house
that night.
The brand new,
spanking brand new house.
Yep, exactly.
Can you paint a little bit of a picture for us about the new house?
Sure. It's a huge step up. Right now we only have 8 usable bedrooms at our current house. And then by tomorrow, we'll have 18 usable bedrooms, including an extended stay apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that is a big change.
It's a big change. We'll be able to accommodate a lot more families. It'll be much more comfortable. Families will have a private bathroom and 2 beds so they can accommodate a family of 4. Whereas at the current house, it was communal bathrooms, if you can imagine that, this day and age, and 1 bedroom. So it really didn't allow a lot of flexibilities for families to choose which family
members. Do you anticipate all of the bedrooms being full?
Pretty quickly. Most of the summer, we had a waiting list, and the local hotels were really great about working with us and providing a place for our families to stay. So it might not happen overnight, but within the next few months, we anticipate that it gets filled up pretty quick.
Okay. So if people want to come, they can. Do they need to call ahead of time or just show up?
No, just come one, come all. It's at 3501 East Lansing Avenue, which is just behind the Women's and Children's Hospital.
Right.
It's within walking distance. Another big reason why we're moving is to be closer to that hospital.
Yeah, so the families can just walk from the Ronald McDonald House to the hospital and back home again.
Right.
You don't have to worry about getting in a car, driving around town.
Right. Or as some families tell us, to be able to run there in the middle of the night if they need to. It'll just be such a nice amenity for our families to be within walking distance.
Okay. So 4 o'clock this afternoon, 5 o'clock is a ribbon cutting ceremony.
The official Chamber of Commerce with the yellow ribbon. And then everyone can come in and tour the house and see for themselves what we're going to have to offer these families and to see what everyone has helped us accomplish.
Okay, Rachel, thank you so much for coming by. Rachel Ellersick.
Thank you.
Ronald McDonald House Charity. Now we turn to Kristen Eifert, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. Good to have you back,
thank
Kristen.
Thank you very much.
And you're here to tell us about a special event for kids.
Yes. The Central Missouri Dietetic Association, in conjunction with the library, has been putting on some kids' cooking programs for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
We have been. So this program is on November 9th, and it's for preschool-age kids all the way up to 7, 8-year-olds, so young on the younger side.
Yeah, November 9th. So that's not this Saturday. That's next Saturday.
Correct.
November the 9th at the library. Younger age kids, do parents need to make reservations?
They should make reservations. That's the best way to assure that there's going to be room for your child. You need to come with your child. So we always have a parent or it could be an older sibling if they're, maybe teenager, a grandparent. But we need parents. We need adults to help with the kids because they'll actually get to be at a table putting together some type of delectable treat.
Okay. And the youngest that you would say would be reasonable for this? The youngest age?
Well, we've had some pretty young kids, but I would say 3 would be a good age. We're working on basic, each time we do a class, we work on a specific cooking skill. Mm-hmm. So it might be measuring, well, we often will measure. So measuring, last time I did a class, we made tortillas. So they got to roll, use a rolling pin and make flat tortillas.
Oh, I bet you that's fun. And I bet you there's a little bit of mess that goes with it, too.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's part of cooking.
And the kids also get to sample things that perhaps a different type of food that they've never had before.
That's right. In fact, I've had many parents say, my child would never eat this. But the fact that they made it, they were excited to eat it and they found that they actually liked it. Mm-hmm. So this time our theme is warm winter snacks, and we're going to be making sweet potato pancakes, which are going to be whole wheat.
Sweet potato pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
But now, are you going to allow the kids to actually cook with on a stove or a hot plate?
No, that will be myself and my helpers will be actually doing the cooking, but they'll be doing all the mashing and the mixing and the measuring.
Right, so. And then they get to sample everything that they mixed together.
Yes, when it's all done.
Okay, yeah. All right. So again, if people want to come out, you're asking them to call ahead of time.
Call the library.
And but there's no charge for it.
No charge.
Okay. And you know what the telephone number is off the top of your head?
I don't know off the top
of
my
Google
head.
It.
It's from
Google.
2 to 3 at the library.
From 2 to 3 Saturday.
On November afternoon. 9th.
Okay.
Yes.
And all the kids are invited to come and you have a good time. When you look at this and in this series that you have done over the past several years, what do you think is the most important thing that the parents or the grandparents and the children have gotten out of this?
Well, I think one of the most important things is for the parents to actually see that the kids are capable of helping in the kitchen and that when they help, they're very encouraged to try something that they might not try. I think that parents sometimes, it's easy to go down the road of least resistance. And so they don't oftentimes, you know, continue to try to introduce their kids to new foods when they're a lot of times more open than we give them credit for.
Mm-hmm. And in defense of the parents, so many parents are so busy these
days.
That's true. 2 jobs. Mom got a job, dad's got a job, and then they come home. It's easier to get something frozen out of the freezer than it is to make it fresh. But
right.
A lot of times you can make fresh food with fresh ingredients that will be taste much better than what you get out of the freezer mm-hmm. and almost as quick.
Yeah.
And you'll have some recipes to share.
We will. That's
all right.
Right.
Thank you so much, Kristen, for coming by. Kristen Eifert, Central Missouri Dietetics Association.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have
Thank
you here.
Thank you.
Don't forget, it'll be next Saturday, Columbia Public Library. What's the time?
2 to 3.
2 to 3. Got it. Tomorrow, Second Chance and RTO Adult Orchestra. Our program, they're not going to play, they're going to talk about it. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. We'll see you tomorrow. Have yourself a nice morning and afternoon.